The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. Richmond's chief administrative officer addressed complaints Thursday from local restaurant owners who claim they're not being properly notified of meals tax payment issues. VPM News editor Dave Cantor has more.
Lincoln Saunders highlighted a digital payment platform being put into place called RVA Pay. The city hopes the meals tax can be paid through that system by the end of the year. Council President Kristen Nye told VPM News it'll make the process more transparent. Saunders did say that there was a pandemic-related lapse in late notices being sent to business owners, but by the summer of 2022, the finance department began sending those notes again.
July 2022 was when I think both the finance department, council, city felt like, all right, we are far enough into this pandemic that we really do need to get back to our normal practices.
Saunders says city staff plans to meet individually with some restaurant owners, but says he believes there are only a handful of cases. Dave Cantor, VPM News.
Community health workers are public health workers who come from the communities they serve. Their work plays an essential role in Virginia's health system, but documents obtained by VPM News reveal they face a massive funding cliff. Henry Brannon has more.
The Commonwealth is set to lose more than half of the 112 community health workers at local health districts by July 1, 2024. The information comes from Department of Health documents obtained through public records requests. They list the federal grants funding those positions and when that money runs out. Nancy Bell is Population Health Manager at the West Piedmont Health District. She says the loss would be devastating.
They're not just doing health. They're doing basic life needs. I think it would really push things back to pre-pandemic levels, which were not great then.
Governor Glenn Youngkin did not include money to fund these positions in his roughly $175 billion budget released Wednesday. It would cost about $6 million to fund the 112 jobs. For VPM News and WMRA, I'm Henry Brannon.
Henry's work is in partnership with Report for America. The new RSV vaccine for babies is in short supply. And as Megan Polly with VPM News reports, area hospitals aren't likely to get more doses this winter.
At the end of October, the Children's Hospital of Richmond finally got their first shipment of the vaccine, but only received about half of the 200 Beyfortus doses they requested for newborns and babies under 8 months of age. Tiffany Kimbrough, a pediatrician at the hospital, said they then knew they wouldn't be able to give all babies the vaccine.
So what we did was to shift into kind of an allocation model to think about which are the babies who are at highest risk of RSV disease, ending them up in the hospital, and try to protect those infants.
In November, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention expedited the release of 77,000 additional RSV vaccine doses for infants. But Kimbrough isn't sure if or when the hospital will receive any from this new batch. Megan Polly, VPM News.
The case against a Richmond internet personality continues next Thursday in Henrico. VPM News reporter Lyndon German has more.
Jimmy Lee Jarvis was arrested and charged with making a felony bomb threat following a social media post on X, the app formerly known as Twitter, last September. Jarvis's comment was made in relation with an event featuring a far-right media host, Andy Ngo, whose previous speaking engagements were canceled weeks prior. Though Tom Barber, Jarvis's attorney, argues the post was clearly satirical, Henrico's Commonwealth Attorney's Office will bring forth evidence of Jarvis's crime during a court hearing on January 11th. If convicted, Jarvis could face up to 15 years in prison. Lyndon German, VPM News.
The Lego company has set up a temporary product packaging facility while their $1 billion manufacturing plant in Chesterfield is still far from finished. Lego is currently working out of an empty warehouse, according to Richmond BizSense. Workers assemble pieces into smaller bags to be assembled into their respective boxes.
200 workers were hired at the temporary facility who will be worked into the plant staff when it's completed. The planned Lego plant will be the second in North America. Gearhart's, a Charlottesville chocolatier, is opening a new short pump location after closing its Richmond location last year. The chocolate shop's Libby Avenue location closed after operating for more than a decade, according to Richmond BizSense. The new shop will feature a larger cafe, offering cookies, coffee, cakes, hot chocolate, and pastries, in addition to its assorted chocolate boxes. Gearhart's is hoping to open in the Trader Joe's shopping center in time for Valentine's Day. A state panel is calling on lawmakers to set aside more than $2 million to fund the state's invasive species management plan. That money would cover 7 new state employees to help control invasive species like spotted lanternflies and plan future statewide efforts. Members of the Virginia Invasive Species Working Group say the cash would be a good start, but would only scratch the surface of what Virginia needs, according to the Virginia Mercury. Lawmakers head to the Capitol next week to debate changes to state law and the budget. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
There are so many issues playing out in RVA. I mean, pretty much anyone will tell you.
There's definitely a lot of poverty.
Finding affordable housing.
Traffic, public transportation.
Climate change and heat islands.
Trying to find childcare in Richmond area.
I'm Rich Marr, host of a new VPM podcast called RVA's Got Issues. Listen to the podcast starting May 22nd.
Do you have issues with RVA?
Haven't found out yet.
Okay, good.